Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
And says the Gemara, if the person has a neis, minakin loim is chuyaisav, he'll lose the chuyais. You lose merits. If a person has a neis, loses merits. What a strange, strange Gemara, hard to understand. Person who has a neis, maishalom, minakin loim is chuyaisav. You lose merits. Danny, a neis is wonderful. A neis, we're celebrating. We're on the precious day of Chanukah, Zayis Chanukah. This final precious day of Chanukah that we want to grab on to everything we had and hold on to it forever. And we're celebrating a neis, and comes the Gemara in Shabbos, says if a neis happens to you, menachem loim zechuyosav, you lose zechusim. What does that mean? What's the pshat in this Gemara, Menachem Zechuyos? I have a kash on art scroll. So first I have a kash on the Gemara. Then I have a kash on art scroll. What's the point of the book about the Ribnitzer? You read the book, it's like the craziest nesim. It's wild. It's just reading nes, 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 nes. Is there a point? What's the point? I want to tell you, I read the book cover to cover. I think Manny did also. I want to tell you what I got from the book. I have a cash. What art scroll put out the book? Just the miracles? Like Azma. Not as, of course, and by the way, Tzadikim Azaycha Tanism, Hashem loves Tzadikim. Maybe that would be a point to see Hashem loves Tzadikim. I want to talk about something that I got from the book that does talk a lot to me. The book is wild. If you want to see a wild world, he lived in a Wildewelt. Neis after neis after neis. It's one big miracle book. If a quarter is true, if 100 is true of that book, then he lived a different world than we lived in. I'm not being mighty last. In any book, you know, Bistam, that people could be megazim, I don't know. And I'm sure it's written, Art Scroll has a tremendous namanus by me. Amazing, the miracles that it says in there. So what's the point? That's cash on art scroll. So I want to tell you, I want to read a pasuk in Tillim that the Sfasemes spoke.
What else did they do?
Speak about stories of his kindness. He was a very kind person. He took in people, the Ribnitzer, around him, people who were thrown out of a lot of places. The Ribnitzer had a matzav surrounded him. He took a lot of people who went with a lot of difficulty and brought them close. You should speak about the kiryuv of the Ribnitzer. He loved Yidden. He had a tremendous love of Yidden. And Yidden, who were thrown out, rejected, looked down on, he brought close. That's what surrounded on him. You could write a whole book about that.
Yeah.
But they write about the Nisim with the Ribnitzer. What's going on? I'm asking a kashach. I asked first on the Gemara Shabbos Lamed Beis. The Gemara on Shabbos Lamed Beis says that whoever, if Hashem does a neis to a person, you lose schar. So what's going on? What's pshat in that? Person has a neis, Hashem's expression of love. What's pshat? You lose schar. Then I asked a kashach too, I read Ribnitzer book. What's the gain of the Ribnitzer book? It just speaks about nisim he had his whole life. Nase after nase after nase. Like, what's the point of reading the book? And me and Manny read the book, and I read the book. I want to share something I got from the book, not to ask it as a kasha. There's a pasuk in Tillim, a beautiful pasuk in Tillim. All of Klal Yisrael is busy with saying Tillim. Klal Yisrael always says Tillim. Now it's like, it's become what we do. The whole Klal Yisrael's Tillim Zagers. A Rebbe of mine in Eretz Yisrael said that Reb Moshe used to say to yeshiva guys two, I don't want to say criticism, he loved yeshiva guys, but he had two ha'aras that yeshiva guys should learn more Mishnayos, that we should learn more Mishnayos, we should say more Tillim. Said a Yid says Tillim. The Yidden of old Reb Chaim on Yom Kippur was saying Tillim, Ki Yodua, famous by the breaks, was saying Tillim. Yidden always said Tillim. Big Yidden, small, every, those are small Yidden. Yidden said Tillim. I'm so thankful One of the things that's come out in the difficult matzav, if we're in a klaus, so we're back to film. We're never letting go. B'li neder, b'li neder. The matzav will get better. Don't, we're not going to stop saying till. Won't be after every tefillah, but you should say till. I've fallen in love with Tehillim. I think a lot of my friends, everybody's like falling in love. Shlomo and I spoke about Tehillim. It's wild. The things you find in Tehillim. I think as a people, we've re-fallen in love with Tehillim. So we continue. We should say more Tehillim. It's a b'li neder. We should all definitely commit. The matzav should get to a good, safe matzav. But let's keep saying Tehillim. Tehillim's beautiful. In Tehillim, in Kapitel Samach, so the Pasuk says, Nasata liyarecha, Hashem gave to those that fear him, nes, to those that live with Hashem, the yirei Hashem, those that live with the awareness of Hashem, Hashem gives a nes, lihis naises, to be elevated. And what the Svasetma said like this, that to experience a nes is certainly the nes saves a person. A person has a miracle. So if whatever the miracle was, it certainly saved him from something, he experienced a miracle. But there's a purpose to a nes that it elevates the person. You live with God more. You experience Hashem. So besides the Yeshua, the person had an ace. Their life was saved. Their kid's life was saved. Their parnasa was saved. Their friend was saved. Whatever happened that was a salvation, besides the salvation, we discover Hashem. In matter of fact, we say by davening, Gadlu Lashem Iti, it's somebody who experienced kindness from Hashem. They say, Gadlu Lashem Iti, come with me, let's be Megadol Shem Hashem. Let's elevate his name. We experienced Hashem. I want to say what I got from the book on the Ribnitzer. It's Nisim, Nisim. He lived with Hashem. I saw how real Hashem is. He lived different. You live different. His decisions were different. You think differently. You live on a certain plane when you see Hashem. You live on a certain plane. You live differently. You don't live a world stuck in Teva, stuck in physical things. You live differently. At the supper tonight, so we're talking about the matziv. That's what's on the minds of Yidden now. So we were talking about the matziv, and my mind gets wrapped up. Start saying, Mitzarecha, we should continue fighting, because we have to show. Somebody starts up with Yidden, we destroy them out of sight. We're not letting go. Mitzad Sheni, the more they're fighting, the world's turning so much anti-Semitism, it's creating tremendous dangers, and I start like getting stuck there. Wife clears her throat. Tfila, Daniel, you're not making decisions. You're living very tevadik. Tfila, Hashem, tshuva, taira, chizuk, live stronger, live high, be a yid. Live high and be a yid. Nisim, remind the person, Hashem, us and Hashem. We get caught in a tevadik existence, very stuck in teva. Nisim should change our behavior. A guy has a nes and is saved, he experienced God. Oh, Hashem. Oh, this whole world's about me and you dealing with Hashem, living with Hashem. I saw from the Ribnitzer book, forget that he had miracle, crazy stuff. He lived with Hashem. He lived, his conversations were different. The way he thought about things, I got that from the book. The man just lived, he lived on a different planet. I would try to picture him and a guy he's talking. It would be bizarre. They don't live, he doesn't see anything the same. He lived on a plane of Hashem, just straight him and Hashem. His shtadlus and teva were like barely part of his existence. And I have for us who live in a world of teva, we're not zeichet to all those nisim, but we're shayich to live with Hashem. We're shayich to live Torah, mitzvahs, avodas Hashem. We're shayich to live such an existence. I'm feeling a lot of gratitude to the soldiers, a lot of prayers on behalf of the soldiers. And of course, there are people risking their lives. to defend Kedoshim, holy people, whose lives are on the line to defend Am Yisrael. So my mind is very occupied with the soldiers, very. And the schar, the ikr thing on the shtoimim is they're putting their lives on for you, the line for you. It's not the establish, boy. It's not the establish. What I'm glorifying about the soldiers is not the establish. We don't live in a world of establish. In terms of establish, I'm more impressed with the people in the base medrash. The nekuda that I'm nishtoimim and celebrating about the soldiers is somebody's putting their life for another yid. They're giving their life for another yid. Forget the world of ishtadlus. In the world of rochni is somebody who's putting his life for another yid, whose his life's on the line, is dangerous for another yid. I'm nishtoimim from that. I celebrate that. But I want to live in the world of us and Hashem. Not the ishtadlus in terms of how many guys he gone down. I'm not thinking about that. In terms of getting the enemy, the ikar ishtadlus is in the base medrash. That's a bigger ishtadlus. In terms of the mesiras nefesh, that's nayra. The schar for us, the schar and the greatness of these people, these youngsters and these beautiful youngsters who are giving their lives for yidn, or b'maisa nefesh for yidn, nayra. Nayra. Ayim and nayra. And the, when we experience Nisim, when we experience Nisim, what's supposed to happen is Hashem gives the array of Nisim with Nisim. It elevates. The person lives on a different plane. Says Reb Shaul Alter, when the Gemara in Shabbos says that a person who experiences a Nis is menakel lo mizchuyos, he loses merits, it means he's expected to live higher. That's what it means. He loses schar means his actions till now will not suffice. That's what it means, he loses merits. If his behavior will stay the same, he doesn't automatically get less schar. If he doesn't elevate from experiencing Hashem, if he doesn't become bigger and stronger and a bigger person, a bigger mensch, a less vain person, so then that's menakalim, that's what it means, he loses schar. This inyan of nesles, nesis, of that miracles change us and elevate us and let us live more with Hashem. I spoke in yeshiva today, two kashas I asked the chever. Two kashas, and this yomtiv, this has been on my mind a lot. Hallel, it's really, it's interesting, right when everything happened, Shmini Atzeres. So always when there's situations in Klal Yisrael, I look to the G'dolim. And I have certain tzaddikim that I like to hear and take comfort in their words, take mussar from their words, and I tuned in to Reb Berkowitz, Shlita, to hear, and he spoke about this point in Hallel, and this Chanukah, I can only notice this. This Chanukah, we're middle of celebrating Chanukah, and we're middle of a matzah for Klal Yisrael, a matzah of Neir for Klal Yisrael. So in Hallel, what sticks out, the most poignant, if you will, the part that's hitting me the most, is the prayer, Ana Hashem Aishi Ana, Ana Hashem Aishi Ana, Ana Hashem Atzlich Ana. And I keep asking myself, what's this doing in Hallel? We're in the middle of like being Mishabeach, it's almost the climax of Hallel. We're praising Hashem, thanking Hashem, and at like the spitz of Hallel, Hashem, please save us. Ana Hashem, what's this doing? That's bizarre. Really strange. The second kasha that Roberkowitz didn't touch on is in Alanisim. In Alanisim, in Alanisim, if you miss Alanisim in Benshin, Yankov, so you don't repeat Benshin. But it says by the Harachamans, you should say Harachaman Yasalanu Nisim. God, please do miracles for us like you did for our fathers. So Rav Avi, it bothers me to no end. Allah Nisim is thank you. There's no request in Allah Nisim, Yisrael. If you miss the praise of God, so you know we should do pray for miracles. Huh? I should thank Hashem. If I miss thanking Hashem, so later on, thank Hashem. What do you, if you miss thanking, then pray for miracles? Bizarre, Danny. Menachem, strange. If you miss Allah Nisim, you didn't say Allah Nisim in benching, So you don't bench again. By the Rachamans, you pray for a miracle. Harachman yasalanu nisim, k'may sh'asal abisenu b'yom neim b'zman hazeh. Bizarre. So I want to tie it like this. What I want to say is this pasuk in Tehillim. A nes has to change you, has to change us. You experience Hashem, now live with Him. You experience the love of Hashem. You experience living with Hashem. So you experience the higher world. You experience the different welt. The nesless nesis. It's been the main theme of the year. The year, the Ruch Mystica year starts Pesach. This year, the main thing I focused on Pesach was learning a little bit about a mazel Yisro, the carbon Pesach, that we shech the mazel of the Akum. And mazalos means people, the Goyim live with mazel, they live in this world. They live a very natural world. A mazel Yisro is live higher, live bigger. Live with Hashem, live with God, live bigger. Tefillah becomes more important in that world. Ruchnius becomes more important in that world. You live bigger. There was a conversation with El Lapian had a patch on his eye. And his friend, I don't remember who, one of his friends, Vasat Kishen, what happened? They were good friends. What? Abchatskal asked Revelia? Comes to Abchatskal. Abchatskal asked Revelia, Vasat Kishen. So he said, what Avera? That's how they spoke. He said, oh, I thought you cooked. He said, some Avera. Revelia's Avera. He probably like looked at it sad, but not for long enough. I don't know. Revelia Lapian said, Avera. That was the conversation. People were there. Vasat Kishen. Do you understand they live that way? Like, what happened? He heard he had a cut. Vasat Kishen, everybody, what happened? What happened? You fell? You were skiing? Yes, what happened? His answer was, yeah. He said an Aveira that he did. That's how they lived. That was like, that was his question. That was his answer. They lived on a higher plane. Vasat Kishen. You cooked whatever he said the answer was. That's the plane they lived on. They lived in a world of Nes, a world about Hashem, about Ruchnius, a higher plane. That's the plane that a Yid lives on. A Yid lives on the Ikar of the Matziv. He's learning Torah, he's Isaac and Avodah. That's the plane a Yid lives on. So, and a Nes moves a person. See, Hashem, you got so caught up in this world. You see, you got caught up in a Teva. In the world, the cause and effect and things, as if things, you forget about God. A nes is not only a ray of nesless nesis, this pasuk in Kapitel Samach and Tillim, that Hashem gave miracles to his, those that are close in this nesis to elevate. So I want to title like this. If a guy forgets al nisim thanking Hashem. So what does it say? Pray for a miracle. Listen what it means. Allah nisims when you're at the height of everything. You're experiencing a nes. You're mamish in the best state in the world. Davening for a miracle means you're at the lowest. There's no hope. You pray for a miracle when all hope is lost. You're the most distance from experiencing the nes. Says the Allah, if you forget Allah nisim, you're mamish, distant from Allah nisim. The effect of Allah Nisim should cause when you're very vait, you're at the end of benching and you're nishkazot Allah Nisim, you should be davening for a nes. Harachman yasal on a nisim. You're so impacted by feeling the love of Hashem. By feeling Hashem loves us, a nes says something. God's talking to experience a miracle. Hashem is saying something to us. A nes is talking. The nes of Hanukkah specifically. I watched Yisrael Meir, he did have a Yechiel as a Rebbe, so I'm not shocked. But I watched him make the bracha on the Ner Chanukah. I promise, it's wild to watch him make the bracha. It's wild. So sincere. Made the bracha. I watched in yeshiva. Guys who, any other mitzvah, you know, I can't say with guys like, you could sit there, it's attractive. It's hard for me to pull away. I came home late yesterday, because I had to be there to watch guys light Ner Chanukah. Guys come in, there's no late sun, zero. You won't see, like, you'd expect. And a guy who's like, is not doing tons, comes in with sincerity, I promise you. It's bizarre. But if you know what the Ner Chanukah is, you'll understand it. The way, the Rambam calls it mitzvah chaviva. The Rambam was medakdek and everyone calls it a precious mitzvah. I wish I could say, I shouldn't say publicly, maybe it's my chaton. I'm not mocked for benching a hat and jacket. Not yet. I want to one day. I didn't yet take that on myself. Okay. Mitzvah d'oraisa, benching. For Ner Chanukah, I wear my hat and jacket. Now why? So there's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, mitzvah d'oraisa. I put on my hat and jacket. I need a dress up for the mitzvah. My hat. Ner Chanukah, Hashem made a miracle, was telling us something. Every miracle we're used to, any other miracle you'll think of that we celebrate, saved our lives. This miracle of the Neirus, let a mitzvah be done. So what's happening? Shem made a miracle that he should get, that he should, he gave me matzah because he needed me to do the mitzvah. A mug the nace. A nace that he got the neiris. Does God need the ar? He made a miracle. Shoo! Hashem was saved. Nishtuns. If we didn't have it, we'd be an inus. We get the schar, by the way, because we want to do the mitzvah. So what's the point of the nace? Shoo! Hashem had the menorah. The point of the nace is Hashem set us, the last nace before Galus. I want you. I want your service. I want you to serve me. Remember the menorah, the Gemara says, that the Shechinah Shruya B'Yisrael, that Yidden have a special shaykhus to Hashem. That's the purpose of the menorah. So the menorah B'dafka says, and the nace of the menorah, is I want your avodah, not I want the mitzvah, I want you to do the mitzvah. I told you a joke book, I once saw such a holy joke. It's not funny, I probably won't elicit a smile, but it's holy. I once saw a joke that a princess is like in a matzav sakana, she's screaming, save me, save me. So a fella runs and saves her. She says, not you, you idiot. I want the prince to save me. Like the wrong, she didn't want to be saved, she wanted the prince. Save me, wasn't anybody save me. I want the prince to save me. The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't want the mitzvah, he wants us to do the mitzvah. It wasn't the point to get the light in the menorah, it was for us to light in the menorah. Our avodah counts to Hashem. He wants our avodah, that was the miracle of the Ner Chanukah. I want your avodah, I want your menorah. And for all nitzchias, yidn light the menorah, it's the last message before Galus. You're going to go to places as Hester Panim. The last conversation, Hashem made a nace. And he said, a naceless, nices. A nace to elevate us, to learn from it, to see Hashem. And here specifically to feel, you have a shaychus to me, I want your avodah. People light menorah so seriously. It's in our bones of Yidden. Everybody takes menorah seriously. Incredibly seriously, people like from youngest ages, you'll watch to older to people, mitzvah chavivihi, very precious mitzvah. Hashem wants our avodah. Is the pshat that if you miss al anisim, the reverberation, the echo of al anisim, when you're very distant from al anisim, you're far removed, it's months later. But you pray to God for Nisim because you learned the lesson of Al Nisim. Hashem loves me, wants me, is interested in me. I have a special kesher to Hashem. I asked everybody, you still daven? B'shas a mitzvah tfilas ishaladam nishmas. A mitzvah, especially a mitzvah precious like the Neiris Chanukah, where Hashem says, I want you and I want your avodah, the tshuvas harashba. And Rabbeinu Yoina write that b'shas a mitzvah tefilas eshaladam nishmas. We're used to seeing our wives daven by the Neir Shabbos. Every mitzvah is that way. B'shas a mitzvah is a time of closeness to Hashem. Yidden ha-mispalel, certainly the last night of Chanukah, we were goymer this precious mitzvah chaviva, the mitzvah which announced that Hashem wants our mitzvahs. So their praise, we're mamish holding, we're still holding. We're holding minutes from the Gemara mitzvah. We're still praying to Hashem. So I want to say, Rabbi Yisrael, but that's what it means if you forget al anisim. See, you forgot to thank, now you're praying. It means that the echo of al anisim, of remembering Hashem wants us and loves us, is that a Yid who's very distant and difficult trouble says, Arachman Yasal al anisim. I want to say that Hallel brings those that understand Hallel, the message of Hallel, that Hashem loves us and into us. Hallel is spurred on by kindness of Hashem. But it lasts when the Yid is feeling very far in a deep sakana. And that experience, he says, Ana Hashem Hashiyana, that comes from Hallel. That comes from what he learned by Hallel, that he has a direct line to Hashem. Hashem wants him. Hashem's interested in him. And he lives directly with Hashem. Hallel should cause that you end up saying, Ana Hashem Hashiyana, should bring such a prayer to experience the miracles of Hashem, is to end up saying, Ana Hashem Hashina. I want to talk, Shaloi Kedarki, I want to talk something specific with the Chevron. Then we're going to sing. Then we're going to song. Chaim's here, Shloim is here. Then we're going to song together, to Zami.
You didn't answer
that. What?
The original question was in the Gemara.
So that's what it means you lose Zechuyos from Nesim. It means that you can't live the way you were living before. Rav Shaul Alter says that, amazing. Wow. He says, you lose Zechuyos just means if you live on the same plane, it's not going to work. It's expected that you went through Nisim, you'll live on a higher plane. That's Rav Shaul Alter. Amazingly learns Pshat in this Gemara, Lamed Bey's Leif. What a Pshat, that's Yaitzman, Dvar Me Yaitzman Aleif. So I want to share something very specific. But then we're singing. I want to get right to it. To me, Zeis Chanukah always has a special Chavibus. I was Zeicha to make a bris. The first child that I grew up with, Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu, was on Zeis Chanukah. And the Shulti Agibayram says, he asked the Kasha, we called Beis Yosef's Kasha, Rishonim asked the Kasha, why Chanukah is 8 days of only 7 days of Nisan. The Shulti Agibayram brings Pshat, that the Greeks made Xayra against three things, Mila, Shabbos, and Rish Chodesh. Every year Chanukah has Rish Chodesh Tevis. Every year Chanukah has a Shabbos. It's 8 days as the Mila, as a Zecher to the Mila they try to knock out. That's why it's 8 days. That's what the Shulti Agbayim says, why it's 8 days. I was Zecher, in this Kehillah we were Zecher, Erev Chanukah, we had Shua Roth made a bris, brought his son into the bris Shel Avraham Avinu, his precious son, Yosef Eliyahu, brought into the bris Shel Avraham Avinu. Yosef Eliyahu was Rav Henkin. Who was Yosef Eliyahu?
I don't know if that's what he's doing.
No, he wasn't. It was two Zaydis. But Rev Henkin was Yosef Eliyahu. I like the names. Rev Henkin was Yosef Eliyahu. But anyway, but he named his son Yosef Eliyahu. I'm sure. L'maisa chever. L'maisa, Zeis Chanukah is day number 8. And the Shulti HaGeborim already says that the reason Chanukah has 8 days is the Yevanim try to knock out Bris Milah. I would like to share a bach with the chever. I don't typically talk about this topic, but we're talking about living with Hashem, live higher. Live higher and bigger. I'd like to read a bach to the Chevra. In Simen Reish Samach, in Yardei, in Hilchas Mila, so the tour is very mayrich on the importance of Bris Mila. It says, Mitzvah Seil Chalodim Yisrael. It's a mitzvah that rises for every yid, Sheyimol is Penai, to do a Bris Mila. The Gdoili Mishar Mitzvah Seil, it's bigger than the other mitzvahs. Sheish Patzad Karis. There are only two assays in Kol HaTayra Kula. Of all the 248 assays, only two of them, one who's over, gets Karis, is Chayiv Karis. So it's marked as a greater mitzvah, Bris Mila and Karban Pesach. It's G'dayla from other mitzvahs. The Gam Nichrasu Aleh Shalish Esrei Brisais, the Parashas Mila. Hashem made 13 packs with us based on Bris Mila. Avram is only called the Shalim because he had Bris Mila. Uvizchusa, we were Zoycha to Eretz Yisrael, we seen as Aretz. It saves from Gehenim. And he brings it saves from Gehenim. It goes on and on. He says that a person is not going to enter Gehenim, whoever doesn't have a Mila. Amazing. It says Avram Avinu sits at the gates of Gehenim. And anybody who has a Mila is not going into Gehenim. Avram Avinu is going to see anybody has a Mila. The Torah brings us. Avram's going to sit. They're not going to put them into Gehenim. Somebody has a Mila. Umu'usi ya'arla. And Arla, not having Mila, is disgusting. Shenisganu ba'agayim. Gayim are called arelim. Ki kol agayim arelim. It's not geshmak. Whoever's mefer, whoever disrupts the bris of Avram Avinu, that he doesn't do a mila, or he peels back the mila, even though the person has Torah and Ma'isim Toivim, has no chelek l'olam haba, it goes on and on. Avlamili ois chasim bibsareinu. Mila is a sign on our bodies, and it testifies banu. Shabachar banu Hashem mikolam. Hashem chose us. Anachnu amoy, we're his people. Tzayin marisay, the sheep who he shepherds. Asher ludar v'dar, anach hayom la'avda, generation of generation, we're obligated to serve him. Ulisaper tilasa, and relate his praises. The Torah goes on a huge fire about Bris Milah. Estabach, so fascinating, on the spot. The Bach says, it's so interesting. The Bach says, V'yesh lase slave, one should pay attention. Why was the Torah, the Rosh's son, what was he so myrich? Yisraeli goes wild about Bris Milah, but Drush Zeh. He says, was that like a problem in his generation? People weren't doing... Do you know anybody who doesn't do Milah? Was this like Russia? Like with Russia, communist Russia? You talk about the Ribnitzer was getting people to Bris Milah. Like, is the Torah selling something here? He says, Kinir, were people misrasho bismani b'mitzvah zu? He says, Zeloi shemanu me'aviseinu mizikneinu. Says the Bach, I never heard this from my father or grandfather. I never heard about this problem that people were struggling with Bris Milah. Ki aloi ein adar. He says the generation, the Tur, wasn't so distant from our generation. He didn't live that long ago, says the Bach. And in our dar, he says, everybody does Milah. He said, we would also like have this big Milah problem, like as if there was some mass. What is the Tur doing? That's what... The Bach, yes. Says the Bach that Avada people were doing Bris Milah. So when he's Mayrich on Milah, he's not talking about the physical act of Milah. He says the mitzvah is to have a mark on our body of our attachment to Hashem and to guard our guf from all tumas arayis. He starts speaking about biyos asuras, about illicit relations. And he says that the ikar of the Bris Milah and the Torah is Mayrich is not just the kiyum, the actual physical doing of the mitzvah, but the lesson of the mitzvah, that in Yid lives higher with Hashem. And he speaks a lot about being careful not to be pagim, the bris kodesh, the marking of our bodies. And he speaks to be davak and k'dush Hashem Yisbar, to be davak to Hashem, to live higher and bigger, higher than the umays. And the Ikari speaks, he says it protects Eretz Yisrael, protects Eretz, like the Torah said, that it protects Zchusai. We got the bris of Nisina Sa'aretz of Eretz Yisrael. And he goes on to stay away to keep the Kedusha. Yid should live higher with Hashem. At the end, he's talking about Biyos Asuras, but at the end, he said, Sarach Lizar B'Ma'od, to keep the mitzvah. And don't be Pagim Kedusha B'Shum Biyas Isser V'Yitzah Zer L'Vatalah. To be careful that the Yid should be Nizer, to live Bikdusha, to live higher and bigger. So I want to say on Zayis Chanukah, we're all human beings. And all of us, I'm learning myself, talking to myself, being Mechazik myself on Zayis Chanukah. I want to say that all of us want to live bigger, to experience Nisim, to experience miracles from Hashem, is to experience that we're Shayach to live with Hashem. And all of us lit the menorah was the lesson Hashem wants us and wants our avodah. And we're shayach to avodah Hashem. And I want to give a chizuk that on this day of Zayis Chanukah, when we want to hold on to Chanukah, we want to hold on to the sincere, authentic Yid who lives with Hashem and lives on a high plane. And I want to be mechazik on Zayis Chanukah that three things the avodah megozer, one is milah. The Shulchan Agabayim says that the reason Chanukah's 8 days is to it should have the inyan of Bris Milah l'malam min ha'teva, and l'malam min ha'teva means to live higher. It means to live bigger. That was shayach to live higher and bigger. That certainly we're human. We have taivas and nisyanus, and we live in a zman of a ribuy of nisyanus. But I want to be mechazik us that we could live big. We could live gishmak to be mechazik. To be mechazik, all of us, on this Zayis Chanukah, to live big, to try, to push, to encourage, with chiyus, with simcha, with happiness, with the chiyus, to live geshmak and to live big on Zayis Chanukah, which is 8 days, as a remembrance of Bris Milah. The schos of Bris Milah is Knesas Eretz, is Nesinas Eretz. And we're fighting, there's a fight for the Eretz, and there's a fight in the Eretz. So I want to be mechazik, all of us, to make chizuk, and each one of us, in our own ways, to be mechazik. Then it's Yainis. There's an age where things pull to look at and to pull us into a very tevadik, a very physical. We have bodies, our bodies are beautiful. And taiva is wonderful. We have taiva is wonderful, wonderful. Such a chesed Hashem, a taiva for an isha, chesed Hashem. Be kind, the most important actions of our life lie in that area of yanei isha, is tremendous. But to be mechazik, to live big, to be mechazik, all of us, each one of us, any chizik we can make, on Zayis Chanukah, ayidei kayanecha k'toshim. The kayhanim are those that lived, and the nes happened, people who were dedicated to serve Hashem. And we're mamleches kayhanim, we're a nation of kayhanim, dedicated to serve Hashem, to live with Hashem. We celebrated nisim, nisim's in existence, of people who live with Hashem, to live big. So I ask us all, we're in a society that's very physical and uses physicality, that a person should just live a very physical existence. We're not that. We have physical and we eat and we drink and we have taiva, wonderful, all wonderful things. But let's live dedicated to Hashem. Let's live a little bigger, a little stronger, a little with more kedusha. We're kedushim. We have precious. We're precious. We're precious people. We're shayach to live with Hashem. So I wanted to make such a call on this Zayis Chanukah. I want to sing with the Chevra Atem Tiuli Mamleches Kehanim V'Goy Kadosh. Kedusha, an elevated nation, a nation of Kehanim. Kehanim are set aside to serve Hashem. The Nes happened through Kehanim. Al Yedecha Kehanecha Akdoshim. Kehanim Akdoshim. Kedusha means to live with Hashem. To live higher, to live bigger, higher than Teva. To live a life of Nisim. It takes nisim today not to look at stuff, not to be nechshal. Takes nisim. We're shayach to nisim. You have to live higher than teva. The goyim are living the things. I'm shocked. On the radio, you know, you listen to a ball game. You're gonna raise your child, menachem your children. You're gonna want to like listen to a ball game. I'm shocked. You have to turn off the radio. A commercial on the radio, who listens to a baseball game? I think I'm the only, me and little kids. You have to turn off the commercials on the radio of a baseball game, what they advertise. Meshuga was so shakua and physicality. Shakua, locked and physical. We're shayach to live bigger. We're shayach to learn mitzvahs, tefillah. We're shayach. We're a precious people, you and I. And Nisim allows us that we could live with Hashem. We're not stuck in such a physical. They're living so physical, the Goyim. Kol HaGoyim Zareilim, and we're Kedoshim. The Nes of Chanukah happens from Kayanecha Kedoshim. Kayhanim are those who are set aside for the service of Hashem. And live B'Kedosha, live as such. And the Nes of Chanukah happened through Kayanecha Kedoshim. And it's a message to the Mamleches Kayhanim. And the Goy Kadosh, to live B'Kedusha, a nation of Kehanim, a nation that are shayach to live with Hashem, that are shayach to live this higher existence. So I say to us all, we're all human, we all have flaws and falls and mistakes. We're not streakers, I'm not into the streak business, that's a different thing. I'm talking about a chizuk, with chiyus, with energy, with the simcha sachayim, with simcha, it's not a heavy zach. The simcha rabba, with simcha, with the chiyus geshmak. To me, I was zeichenov to bring my first son into a bris milah today, on the 8th day of Chanukah. So let's be zeichenchever. The day of 8th is l'malam and ateva. It's already dvarim yadum, and we're shayach to live l'malam and ateva. We're not stuck here. And shmiras habris, this whole sugya means you have to live like a malach. The guy, my picture of looking away. My picture of looking away, when I succeed in looking away, I picture a whole bunch of goyim looking towards, and me look. That's how I picture. The ganze Welt, they cook and they're looking, the whole world. And there's a people that shayach b'kedusha, just to live bigger. To live with a sense of purpose and meaning. I remember Rabbi Victor Miller's Levaya. After Levaya, that street typically is like a dangerous street to walk down. After Levaya, it wasn't dangerous. Well, there was no shackles. It was like funny. There was no danger. I could have walked on any street on planet Earth. Because I felt they were speaking about a Yid who lived serving Hashem. Like there was nothing else. Taif, it was just a Zechatemse to serve Hashem. It was nothing. There was no problems. Nothing. We're Shaykh. I'm not talking about like a heavy don't look. I'm not talking about that. I ask people when they don't look, any time in your life you look away, try to say a prayer, Davin, you'll see it, those tefillos are answered. It says that Mishasa mitzvah tefillos ashladam nishmas. We're shaykh to live big. So I'm not talking about heavy. I'm not talking about beating oneself up for mistakes. We're human. You make mistakes, thousands. We make thousands of mistakes. So we're human over and over. That just more proves we're human. And it's it, because when we look away, is that much bigger. That we're big people and shaykh more humans. So we're shaykh to more. Mamleches kaihanim v'goy kodesh. A nation of kaihanim that are mesugal to serve Hashem. A nation of Kedusha that are shayach to live big, to live with God. Nisim ama'irudis. A nes, nasan liyurei of nesless nisis. Nisim say that a person shayach to live big stuff. That a yid who works hard, who cares to have a good Frankfurter, who's a geshmak guy. But we're shayach to live big. We're shayach to live with Hashem. Torah, tefillah, meisim, toivim. So let's be mechazik on this Eis Chanukah. I spoke way too long. We came to sing. Yetz va'atem tiyuli. Let's go. Chai va'atem tiyuli. It's a low key that one. Perfect. This topic. I talk. Chaim in one song said it better. That what a yid is. And this song has caught the whole yeshiva by storm. We had a gathering the other night in Five Towns. Gorgeous singers. This song, when the Olam sang, the Olam wouldn't stop. It went on and on. We won't go so long now. We can't go all night. But I want Chaim and Shloim, if you could do this. You know the song? Every year? What? You know this song? Every year it has the
show. What just happened?
Moyo.
Moyo.
Oh, we'll get a Moyo coming. Thank you.
Yes, Neshames of Yedem. Neshames of Yedem. Map of the Glimmers. The date of the name is. Yay, the Yelota Neshama.
Chaim wrote a song that was beautiful before the Matzah Klal Yisrael's in, but tonight we're davening Zayis Chanukah, we're praying, and he wrote a song to let our people go that always had a big mashmois. We want to be free to thank Hashem, Itziyah Mimaskir Nafshi, Ladei Shemecha, but specific that they're hidden in prison today and trapped and captive. It takes on new meaning, so let's pray to you. Take it away, Chaim.
Let my people go, afilu be astara shevisa echastara bivadai gam sham nimtu Hashem nimtu Hashem isbara be afilu be astara shevisa echastara bivadai gam sham. Bivad I gam sham, nizu Hashem into Hashem is bavara. Let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go.
Shamayim Ayah.
Oh, yeah.
like.
Listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.